Hi, this is Dr. Lisa from Dr. Lisa Solcenti's podcast. And today we're going to talk about a white tongue. In my Ask Dr. Lisa blog, we have a question from Marie. That actually is a common question for many of my patients, so I wanted to talk this one out. I really think it's a great question. She says, Dr. Lisa, I notice at times when I am brushing my teeth that my tongue has a white coating on it. I try brushing it with my toothbrush, but it seems to come back even if the brushing helps it. Why is this and what can I do to fix the issue? Great question, Marie. So a white coating on your tongue can be signs of different things, but one of them in my realm is a leaky gut. It also could be telling me that there is an overgrowth of yeast, which is called Candida albicans, in your gut. It could also be in your mouth. So that's what we would call an infant's thrush, if you're aware of that, when you have a yeast issue going on in your mouth. So it would be on your tongue like a white coating. Candida albicans or yeast is a pathogen that is normal in your gut, believe it or not. It actually exists there. And when it takes over, it creates an imbalance in the gut flora. So the gut flora is when you have a harmony in your gut, you have these microbes, these good bacteria in your gut, and there should be bountiful and plentiful. 80% of your immune system is actually in your gut. So a balanced flora or microbiome is a crucial part for your immune system to be working and your digestive system to be working, and also your oral health. So your gums and your teeth and your tongue and all are related to your gut. The thing that's really interesting here is the idea of a garden. That's what I think about, a beautiful garden. Think about a garden. And that garden is, whether it's a vegetable garden or flowers, think about the soil. And so the soil to me, the garden would be the gut flora, right? All the microbes being bountiful and plentiful and healthy. And think about the garden, how weeds can, they're there, right? Weeds are there, you just don't see them. And then how weeds can start overgrowing quite rapidly and taking over the plants in the garden. And if you allow the weeds to take over, they'll eventually ruin the garden. So when you use the when you lose this ability for the flowers to be, you know, more bountiful and more plentiful, and you allow the weeds to be more bountiful and plentiful, you get a dysbiosis. What you do is you get an imbalance. And that's what goes on in the gut. So yeast is there, but yeast should not be overrunning the show. It shouldn't be like weeds in the garden. So it's there, but it should be quiet. We really shouldn't see it or know about it. And when the yeast starts overgrowing, the good guys, the good bacteria, this is where you get this imbalance and you can get what's called a yeast infection or a yeast overgrowth, and you can see a white coating on your tongue. One of the main causes of a yeast overgrowth can be, you know, your diet, also a leaky gut. And there's three factors that can create this white coating on the tongue. It's a white rash in most areas of the tongue. But you also can look at different areas like the breast, the armpits, and your skin where you see a white pasty thing going on like a rash. You also can have vaginal discharge that's yeast. The three factors that can create it is the leaky gut is stress, poor diet, and medications. Antibiotic is something that's very commonly linked to yeast infections. Signs of an overgrowth of yeast are usually this white coating, a rash somewhere along the line. But there's other symptoms. You can have chronic fatigue, you can have brain fog, you can have difficulty concentrating, problems staying focused, diarrhea, constipation, irritable bowel, someone that consumes a lot of sugar in your diet, vaginal yeast infections, white coating on your tongue, fungus infections such as athlete's foot, toenail fungus, anxiety, worry, depression, high levels of emotional stress, autoimmune disorders, mood swings, irritability. It's a lot, right? I'm going on and on. Eating foods high in carbs, craving sugar, skin problems, dry skin, red skin, eczema, acne, hives, rashes, psoriasis. Goes on and on and on. Even seasonal allergies can be linked to this. So it's crazy how much the simple question about what's going on with a white tongue. A lot of things can be going on with a white tongue. But I have to backpedal here and define what a leaky gut is, because what I'm telling you is that, you know, an overgrowth of yeast in the gut is telling us that there's a gut imbalance and very strongly possibly a leaky gut. So a leaky gut refers to a disorder where certain foods create an inflammatory reaction in your gut. So what happens is this inflammation in your gut can cause harmful particles to leak out of the gut walls or permeate through. And these harmful particles, you can think of them like Pac-Man in your blood, right? They're going from the gut into the blood. They shouldn't be doing this, by the way. And they get into your blood and they travel around your blood towards different places, skin, joints, thyroid, brain, wherever they want to go. And they create health problems. So you can get this chronic fatigue, this anxiety, these skin problems, these joint problems, digestive upset, lack of focus, depression, thyroid issues, autoimmune disorders. It goes on and on. And then once that gut wall is really disrupted because of this inflammatory process called the leaky gut, you also can have problems with absorbing vitamins and minerals. So you can learn more about leaky gut. I have podcasts and on them, I believe there's two right now, but there always is going to be more because we're always talking about leaky gut. But you can go back there. I get way more into it. So what can we talk about with this white tongue? What can you do, right? Natural steps. That's what I want to talk about for candida overgrowth. So the first thing to do is actually determine if you have a leaky gut, if this is a candida overgrowth. There's other things that can cause white tongue. Dehydration is one of them, and we're going to get into that because I feel like that's an important thing to include in this conversation. But one of the things, the first step for you to do is take action, is to determine if you have a leaky gut, and if so, you would want to implement a leaky gut protocol, and we would definitely, the number one thing to do is restore your gut flora. So if the weeds are overgrowing the garden, we definitely have to mow down the weeds and get the garden to be bountiful and plentiful. And what that means is we want yeast, we want to mow it down, and we want to build up the good stuff, the good bacteria. And if you're not sure if you have a leaky gut, you definitely can reach out for me for a consultation at any time. You can go to my website. I have a leaky gut quiz there that helps you kind of see what we're looking for. My website is drlisasolsend.com, and there's plenty of information there. And you can also go to the blog there, which gives you a lot of information too. So first thing, determine if you have a leaky gut, because that's how we get rid of this white tongue. Two is probiotics. And so that is what we do to rebuild the flora. So that's what we do to rebuild the good bacteria in the gut, right? If we wanted to build the flowers back up, this is what we're going to do. How do we build up the good stuff? The gut flora is the good bacteria in the gut. And by restoring this, we put the harmony back in there. But we do this by finding out which probiotic is right for your gut imbalance. That's what's really key here. The key thing is to fix the gut wall and don't let bad things permeate it out. And then also make sure we find out which probiotic is specific to your imbalance, and we make sure that you get the right quantity and quality of that probiotic. You can also eat probiotic foods such as fermented sauerkraut and coconut yogurt, things like that. But the probiotic is really the most important thing. You can take an over-the-counter probiotic and just try to guess if this is one that is right for you. But we do have what's called the Gut Zoomer stool test. You can actually purchase it on my website, and where you send in a sample of your stool, and they're going to look to see if there's actually candida in there. So that's the first part. That's how we can rule that out. But it's also going to look at your microbes, and it's going to show the exact imbalance that you have. And then my job is to read the report and find you the right probiotic. Very, very specific to your imbalance. I thoroughly analyze the lab. I find the right which probiotic for you is. I rule out if there's candida or some other pathogen that might be in there, bacteria, virus, or a parasite, and we get on a leaky gut protocol. So that's what we do. Probiotics, you can, if you want, try one. Try a high quality one from your health food store, and try to make sure it's 50 billion in the community of the flora there. And if it doesn't work for you, it's just not the right one for you. Aloe vera juice is something you can do. I've been using aloe vera juice for years and years in my home and practice for over 25 years. It's considered antibacterial, antifungal, anti-inflammatory healer. And you can also think about, like, if you burn your skin, right, or you cut your skin, aloe will heal. So this is one of the things that we use to start healing the gut and just bring some, calming effect to the gut. Garlic is also another thing that you can do. It's an antibacterial, fungal, and antiviral. It's truly a superfood. Its fungal, bacteria, and viral fighting abilities will help you decrease the white coating on your tongue and also cause I should say, fight the yeast that's in your mouth and overgrowth in also the gut. If it's in your bloodstream, because Candida can leave the gut and get into the bloodstream, it'll also help clean it up there. It'll also boost your immune system, which again, that's helping fight off anything that shouldn't be in you. You can take a supplement, but really trying to add some real fresh garlic to your recipes and meals is super important. Another thing you can do is oregano, and this is something I do. I sometimes struggle with yeast, so I do this now as a preventative. You could use it as a protocol to get rid of the yeast, but to prevent it from coming back. A lot of people, I find this out, and I'm not saying it's you, but I find out that when we get patients better, whether it's chiropractic or functional medicine, they lack the follow through on the preventative phase. So that's called a maintenance phase. It's a preventative phase. So we want to prevent like your back pain from coming back. We want to prevent the candida from coming back. We want to prevent the autoimmune, the thyroid issue from coming back. So this is a part that people really, that's where the failure comes, I think, in a lot of the health issues. Oregano, I actually take two of these a day now to prevent the yeast in my mouth or the yeast in my gut. It's amazing antifungal superpowers, and it really will help fight candida in the gut, mouth, and blood, just like garlic. You can take it as a supplement, but make sure you also get fresh oregano or dried oregano too in your recipes and meals. Okay, coconut oil pulling. So coconut oil, the one that's more of a solid, you can use that to pull the bacteria from your mouth. Believe it or not, it's really good for just clean teeth. It's good for gum disease. It's good for any kind of bacteria that's in the mouth, and especially the fungus yeast. It removes these toxins from teeth, from tongue, from mouth. And think of it as a natural antiseptic for your mouth. Coconut oil has been used for years for killing yeast. It also, again, will help repair the gums and remove plaque. And what you do is you put a tablespoon of organic oil, the more of the solid one, in your mouth. You swoosh it around for 15 minutes and then spit it out. And then you rinse your mouth out with warm water. Now, it's got a weird, I think, texture. And sometimes, you know, the whole tablespoon's a little bit weird at first or gaggy. So you can start off smaller. You can start off with half of one and then up this as you become more familiar with that texture and taste. And sometimes I just do it and I go into the shower and I'll swish it around while I'm in the showers instead of sitting there for 15 minutes. So that's something that really has amazing effects for any kind of mouth issue. Okay, one of the most important things you can do right now, if you have a white coating on your tongue, is cut sugar in your diet. And we're talking about the bad sugars. I'm not talking about the good sugars. I'm talking about the bad sugars. And one of the most important things about this is that yeast feeds off of sugar. So it's how yeast survives, grows, and multiplies. So if you cut off the food source for yeast, which is sugar, right? If you cut off the yeast's food source, you choke it, right? You're going to choke it and you're going to mow it down and it's going to die. Now, I have to say that the die-off stage can make you feel a little ill. There are some therapeutic steps that I do with my patients. I always recommend meeting with a nutritionist like me or a functional medicine practitioner like me to help you through this phase. If you know you have a yeast issue and any things we mentioned, I definitely recommend working with me because there could be a die-off, there could be an overgrowth, and if it's not done correctly and safely, it can make you feel ill. You can always book a consultation with me right on my website. You can click and book. Okay, stay hydrated. This is actually really important because sometimes the white tongue can just be a sign of dehydration. And whether you have a yeast overgrowth or not. So that means you can have a yeast overgrowth in your mouth or gut and be dehydrated, or you cannot have a yeast problem and be dehydrated and have some whiteness on your tongue. So it's one of those things that can exist either way. So it's important to stay hydrated. An excellent way to stay hydrated is actually drink plenty of water, right? And I urge you, if you're going to drink water from plastic water bottles or drink unfiltered water, you don't have a filtration system on your house, go to my blog article or my podcast on the water bottle dilemma. I really cover that very well. And you also can learn more about the danger of sports drinks and how to make homemade sports drinks on my blog and in my podcasts. Definitely have to go to the blog for the recipe because there's three recipes there that are homemade sports drinks that are amazing. And the reason I bring up sports drink is because another way to stay hydrated is electrolytes. And people immediately think sports drinks. And I have blog orders of the dangers of them. They have a lot of food additives in there that aren't healthy. If we're talking about restoring your gut flora and repairing your gut wall and repairing a leaky gut and getting rid of yeast, we don't want the patient on sports drinks with harmful food additives and ingredients. So teach the patients how to make their own sports drinks. So there's ingredients there. This gives you control, avoiding sugars and harmful ingredients that are in the conventional sports drinks. Coconut water is actually another easy, natural, healthy electrolyte drink. If you don't want to make your own, you can just buy coconut water. And that helps too. But it's really, really easy to make. You're just taking, I think, a third teaspoon of pink Himalayan sea salt till about 2 to 3 cups of water, and that's it. That's your drink. If your drink just tastes like salted water, you can add a splash of a fruit juice to sweeten it up. So I'll give you 3 recipes that come out really good, but that's really it. I mean, making a homemade electrolyte drink is really easy to do. Okay, the last thing, a recommendation I have for you of how naturally to handle the white tongue is what I call the Kind Gut Program. So as a functional medicine practitioner and a mom with 3 boys and 1 with ASD, he began to soar when I realized he had a leaky gut. And I also suffered from IBS and thyroiditis, so I realized how important it was to repair a leaky gut. I've created this successful functional medicine leaky gut program called the Kind Gut. And the goal for it is to detect, repair, and restore a leaky gut, as well as in many vitamin, mineral, hormone, thyroid, neurological imbalances that you may have. And we would find this through testing. So if you find yourself with a white coating on your tongue, if you're suffering from a severe leaky gut, if you realize that you have other health issues that you didn't think the white tongue has anything to do with, I recommend sitting with me in a consultation and learning about my Kind Gut program. And in the program, we do address toxic loads. We talk about candida. We have a candida menu, which I provide therapeutic food recipes and menus and supplements that you need to do to overcome a yeast overgrowth orally, but also systemically through the body and in your gut, which was probably where it all started. So don't hesitate to reach out to me if you need help in doing this, because it is really, really confusing and tough to figure out yourself. And you're not alone in your health issues. Again, this is over 25 years of me figuring out my own health issues and my child's health issues. And we're still doing it today, because as you grow, just because you've overcome one health issue doesn't mean something else isn't going to pop up later. So this is what I do. So don't be afraid to contact me. Understand that this podcast is educational. It doesn't replace your care with your medical doctor or healthcare practitioner, but do know that I'm there for you if you need me. So it's simply going to my website and clicking the consultation. And I look forward to meeting you. Take care. Thanks.